I think probably the best thing that parents could do is have a conversation with their children about the types of social apps that they're on, their internet use, who they're speaking to. The one piece of advice I'd always give to children is, and to adults is, do they actually physically know the person they're in touch with online? That is a key question, I think, for parents. And if parents talk to their children about that solely, it would go a long way towards stopping exploitation online.
You mentioned there about the what we would call the regular web, the deep web, the dark web, and there is the generational distance between parents and their children.
Well, I think it's a societal problem that we've seen, that social media and the whole social media aspect has come on society so fast, so quickly, that it's going to take time for generations to catch up. I think more and more parents are getting more acute to what their children are looking at. And I think it's incumbent on parents to try and address these issues and have a look at a few sites themselves. I'd recommend looking at the Webwise site in Ireland just to get some tips as to what their children might be doing online and the apps, current apps they may be on and the risks associated with them.
You mentioned there children as young as 6 or 7 posing naked online.
Yes, unfortunately that is an aspect we do see nowadays, and I think that needs a conversation between parents and children in how they conduct themselves online, and that they shouldn't always follow what they see online. Be very careful about what sites your children are looking at and who they're talking to, as I said before, and tell them not to emulate what they're seeing online.
Finally, you mentioned two ways in which imagery is procured or got. One is self-generation and the other is harvesting of images. And you mentioned sometimes these are what might be described as orny images of young teenagers out at night and putting up pictures on the web afterwards.
Yes, again, their pictures are being put onto sites that are nefarious, to say the least. And the best way to address them is, as I've said, ensure when you're having a conversation with your children that they are only dealing with people they actually physically met. That would stop this harvesting very quickly because it's happening from outside their groups and not within their groups generally.